Defending the truth of the gospel because truth matters. This is the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Your host is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. Today, Hank is joined by Elliot Miller, editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal, and Melanie Cogdill, managing editor of the award-winning and flagship publication of CRI. Our next issue of the journal includes well-researched feature articles, timely reviews, articles on how to share your faith, and our always popular Ask Hank, plus much more. These are just a peek into the fascinating subjects you'll find in each issue of the Christian Research Journal. So start your own subscription to this quality publication or give a gift subscription to your pastor or friend. If you'd like to subscribe to the award-winning Christian Research Journal, stay tuned for more details. If you'd like to ask Hank, Elliot, or Melanie a question, then call us right now at 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. And now, here's the host of the Bible Answer Man, CRI President, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And one of the things, of course, we want you to do is go to the phone lines right now and order the Christian Research Journal. You can do that on by talking to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. You can do it on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Or when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. In the next issue of the Christian Research Journal, I deal with an alleged contradiction that Bart Ehrman unveils on the Colbert Report. Bart Ehrman, of course, is the distinguished professor of religious studies at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. And on Colbert, he attempts to demonstrate that the Gospels of Mark and Luke stand in hopeless contradiction to one another with respect to the death of Jesus Christ. So he's dealing with something that's pretty significant. It's the death of Jesus Christ, Christ's atonement on the cross. For example, says Ehrman, in Mark's Gospel, Jesus goes to his death in deep agony over what's happening to him and doesn't seem to understand what's happening. Conversely, when you read Luke's gospel, he is not in agony at all. Well, in my column, I demonstrate that nothing could be further from the truth. First, I point out in the Ask Hank column that to suggest that in Mark's gospel account, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ is such that Jesus doesn't understand what's happening to him is a little baffling, to say the least. Even a child reading through Mark's words leading up to the crucifixion knows better than to think such a thing. Who can forget the anguished prayer of Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, where he says, "Abba, Father, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, not as I will, but as you will." Indeed, as Mark's gospel makes crystal clear, Jesus knew precisely what would happen to him, and he knew precisely why. He explained it during the Last Supper. He said, "This is the blood of my covenant, which is poured out for many." Or as he put it just prior to entering Jerusalem, "The Son of Man came to give his life a ransom for many." Jesus had, in fact, repeatedly predicted his suffering, his death, and his resurrection. And to say otherwise is an insult to Christ. Maybe more plainly, it's an insult to common sense. Furthermore, as I point out in this column, it's almost beyond belief that a scholar wrestling with the text of Scripture could conclude that Christ in the Gospel of Luke is not, as Bart Ehrman put it on Colbert, in agony at all. As documented by Dr. Luke, Christ's agony begins in the Garden of Gethsemane because it's there that he experiences a medical condition known as hematidrosis. And as Luke puts it, being in anguish He prayed earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Subsequently, he's arrested, he's beaten, and then he's executed in grotesque and humiliating fashion. The Roman system of crucifixion finely tuned to produce maximum pain. The word excruciating, literally out of the cross, invented to fully codify its order. To tell Colbert and vicariously the world that in Luke's gospel, Jesus is not in agony at all takes more than a little gall. One other point that I make in this column is that we should drive a nail into the heart of Ehrman's methodology. Unless biographers like Mark and Luke say exactly the same thing in exactly the same way, Ehrman stands ready to crucify them on the pretext of contradiction. But the very nature of biography is to pick and choose elements of a congruent story that the biographer wishes to emphasize. As such, no single biographer captures every detail of a subject's life and experience. Indeed, one of the most amazing realities with respect to the composite biography presented in the canonical Gospels is that they were empowered to present a living portrait of the most interesting, complex, and significant being who has ever walked among us, and that without contradiction or collusion, and they did so with eloquence and erudition. One would hope that Professor Ehrman sheds his fundamentalism and follows in their train. The problem with scholars like Bart Ehrman is they are fundamentalists on the left who are prone to make dogmatic assertions without being able to make defensible arguments. And we have to underscore why we're tackling this. What Bart Ehrman is doing day after day, not only in the classroom, but through the media, through his public appearances, is to absolutely devastate the faith of people in the Word of God. And think about that for just a moment. If you look at Western civilization, it is built on the DNA of Western Christianity, which ultimately finds its basis in the Bible. So he wants to take the very DNA of the civilization in which we live and render it impotent, as though it is hopelessly contradictory, as though we can live lives of significance without having a creator. And Elliot, one of the things we like to tackle on this broadcast is the issue of origins, because how one views their origins ultimately determines how they live their life. And if you want to say that we can live cogent, worthwhile lives without a creator, I think you're going down a blind alley.
Yes, Hank, and the problem is that with Ehrman is that he is professing to simply be a biblical scholar and doing academic research in the quest of truth, irrespective of whether it would lead to faith or unbelief, when in reality, you know, this is how God sees him, and this is how he, what is really going on, is this is a man who we all as Christians have to deal with challenges to our faith in the course of our Christian life, whether there are Bible passages that seem to contradict one another, or whether there's something that happened in our life where a prayer wasn't answered, or something bad happened, or what have you. And we are tested in that way. Well, Ehrman was a Christian, and he was tested in that way, and he lost his faith. And he has continued to operate in the realm of religious studies and of religion, though having lost his faith. And now what he's doing is trying to inculcate that same unbelief in the public at large. And he's made a cottage industry out of it. there's enough people that are interested in hearing about how the Bible contradicts itself and is therefore not really the authoritative word of God that we have to give account to him for at the end of our life, that there's a market for that. And so he's just writing one book after another attacking the Bible in the name supposedly of objective, disinterested science and scholarship. And that's just a farce. You know, he is a person who's lost faith, and now he's not content for it to just remain him who's lost faith. He's spreading that disease around. And like you said, it eats away right at the DNA of a culture, because ideas have consequences, and there is a foundation for beliefs. And it is the authority of Scripture allows us to believe in God's revelation. And creation itself supports that. The imprint and the evidence of God is in his creation itself. So consequently, you have people who lost faith or who would like to be free from having to give account of their lives to God, who have ulterior motives to try to construct scientific theories that also eliminate God from the picture. So it's these ulterior motives, these backstories behind what is supposedly done in scientific scholarship. I mean, if we sit here and say this, obviously we have a faith interest, but you and I also believe that we came out of an objective search for truth, and the evidence is what brought us to Christ. So it's not like we're clinging on despite the evidence. In fact, I surrendered to something I didn't want to believe because of the evidence, and that's how I became a Christian. I was not looking for Christianity or the God of the Bible, but I was looking for the truth, and guess what? Where that led me. Not where I wanted to go, but I surrendered, and then I was delighted to find that I had been wrong about the God of the Bible, that he is wonderful, and that this was the answer I'd been searching for all along. But that was an after effect of the decision to believe. So, you know, for people to say that that it's just about discovering truth about science or about the Bible, we got to realize people have motives behind it, and it often is to suppress the existence of God. And like you're saying, there's consequences for society when that happens.
Okay, I want to take all of what you've just said and relate it to the Christian Research Journal. How does that apply to the mission of the Christian Research Journal?
Well, we have a passion for the truth of God's Word, and we believe that Christians need to be persuaded and to love God with their mind as well as with their heart and their soul and their strength. And we want them to realize that this evidence exists, that the Bible does not contradict itself, that it is internally consistent, that it's also consistent with the external world, with history and science and archaeology, and that there is plenty of evidence to support faith, so that Christians, therefore, can have confidence about their beliefs, not be afraid of people like Bart Ehrman or Richard Dawkins, who was just here in Charlotte speaking last night, the scientist, evolutionist, you know, but to be ready for these people, not to engage in just some kind of debate to prove that we're right, but to be able to give a reason for the hope that is within us so that other people can have hope too. And to be able to confront these people like Ehrman and Dawkins with the fact that they're not really so objective and indifferent to the outcome as they claim, that they really do have a vested interest in God being disproved. And therefore, they're not dealing with the evidence in a consistent manner. And I'm, quite frankly, as many Christians are, tired of it always being portrayed that it's the Christians who are hiding from the evidence and squelching the evidence and suppressing the truth and suppressing history and suppressing science. Because the reality is, if the secular media would just give enough airtime for articulate Christian scientists, theologians, Bible scholars, to speak, they'd find out that there's plenty of solid, historical, factual evidence to support Christian faith. And the reason that's exciting to me is because the Bible gives hope. It gives us hope beyond the grave. It gives us meaning and purpose before the grave. And I want to communicate all of that to the readers of the Christian Research Journal. I want them to have the same excitement that I do about the Bible and confidence that I have in it.
And again, the Christian Research Journal is an award-winning magazine, not only in terms of its content, but in the way that that content is presented, the art that is used in the communication of story. Christian Research Journal, available through the Christian Research Institute. You can check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, you can order by talking to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. We'll be bringing Melanie Cogdill into the conversation in just a few moments, so please don't touch that dial.
Start your subscription to the Journal to make sure your relationship with God is rightly fed and well-grounded. It also makes the perfect gift for your pastor, loved one, or friend. To start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal or to give a gift subscription, call 888-7000-CRI or order online by going to our website, www.equip.org. If you'd like to ask a question about the current issue of the Journal or talk about doctrinal discernment, critical thinking, or reasons for Christian faith and ethics, then call us right now. The number is 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. October is Pastor Appreciation Month. At the Christian Research Institute, we want to help you honor and even equip your pastor, minister, or youth leader. To do so, we've picked out an array of special gift choices for you to consider giving, including a gift subscription to the award-winning Christian Research Journal. To order a gift subscription to the Journal, to give the Word of Promise in dramatic audio theater, or another thoughtfully chosen gift idea for Pastor Appreciation Month, just call 888-7000-CRI or go to our secure website at www.equip.org. Hank will return with more of the Bible Answer Man right after these messages.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to the subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.
Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal.
Our cover story examines the teachings of self-help superstar Anthony Robbins. Does he promote personal power or harmful hedonism? Lee Strobel equips you to share your faith in natural settings in our effective evangelism column. And don't miss our feature article on the moral views of scientist and ardent atheist Richard Dawkins as the Journal examines the question, can morality be based in our selfish evolutionary past? Also, don't miss a review of the influential internet movie Zeitgeist, our practical hermeneutics department, viewpoint articles, or our ever-popular Ask Hank.
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.
Believe it or not, even Santa can be saved. Far from being a dangerous fairy tale, Santa Claus, in reality, is an anglicized form of the Dutch name Sinterklaas, which in turn is a reference to St. Nicholas, a Christian bishop from the 4th century. According to tradition, St. Nick not only lavished gifts on needy children, but also valiantly supported the doctrine of the Trinity at the Council of Nicaea in AD 325.
Pre-order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season by Hank Hanegraaff with accompanying Christmas Carol CD for a gift to CRI when you call 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the personalized edition or The Heart of Christmas audiobook, instrumental Christmas CD, or quantity discount options. Listening to the Bible Answer Man, broadcast across the United States and Canada from the Christian Research Institute. If you find today's program of particular interest, we invite you to call CRI and order your own subscription of the Christian Research Journal. You won't find a higher quality, more in-depth publication for defending the faith. Right now is the perfect time to call or subscribe online, as we'll soon release our next issue. Our feature articles include The Human Potential Movement Teachings of Anthony Robbins, The Role Horror Movies Can Have in Apologetics, and The Evolutionary Morality of Atheist and Scientist Richard Dawkins. To start or renew your subscription or give a gift subscription, call toll-free 888-7000-CRI. You can also go online right now on our secure website at www.equip.org to order your subscription to the Christian Research Journal. That's equip.org. Well, now here to tell us more about what's inside the journal are our guests, Melanie Cogdill and Elliot Miller, and our host, Hank Hanegraaff.
And what is inside the journal? Of course, we have Effective Evangelism, an article by Lee Strobel, and it is so significant that we know how to communicate our faith with gentleness and with respect. I've often said that the real problem is not evangelism, but being equipped for evangelism, which is precisely what effective evangelism does. Practical hermeneutics, you learn the art and science of biblical interpretation. I've said it many times. It's a science in that rules apply. It's an art in that the more you apply the rules, the better you get at it. But picking up on what we were talking about in the last segment of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, as we were beginning to talk about the importance of the Christian Research Journal, we have a particular epoch of time today in which the Christian faith is not only being attacked from without, it is today being attacked from within. And so in this particular issue of the Christian Research Journal, we once again deal with the emergent church movement, in which we now have people under the rubric of Christianity saying the most outlandish things imaginable. So you have Rob Bell saying that if we find out that Jesus Christ had an earthly biological father, it wouldn't make any difference whatsoever. If we discovered that the gospel writers did a little mythologizing, and therefore they threw in the virgin birth account to appease the followers of Mithra, it really doesn't matter, because it's all about how we live. We talked about that in a past issue of the Christian Research Journal. Now we have Brian McLaren and the emergence rejecting body-soul dualism. And some people would say right now, I don't even know what that means. What that means is that we're body-soul unities, that we are comprised of a physical as well as a metaphysical component. So when we die, we don't cease to exist. Our bodies are buried. Our souls continue to exist apart from the body. And it is absolutely incredible to me that we have emergents who are now saying, no, that's not true. We are merely material beings. We're bodies and brains. And as a result, they are saying to the world, we don't have choice. They might not know that they're saying it, but that is what they're saying. If Madonna is merely a material girl living in a material world, she has no choice. Her world is fatalistically determined on the basis of brain chemistry and genetics. So ideas have consequences. And we have people, and in some ways I think, Melanie, people who are loose cannons, who are speaking out of the abundance of their ignorance, they're positing ideas, people swallow the ideas, and they don't know that these ideas have dramatic and drastic consequences.
I agree, Hank, and especially when you think of the emerging church movement, as we were discussing earlier, they have so much influence on the younger generation, a lot of kids in their 20s. They're following these teachings, and as you point out, there's serious consequences about our salvation if, in fact, we don't have souls as our essence.
And Elliot, once again, ideas, as Melanie said, have consequences, and the journal is here to explain what is being communicated and why it's dangerous and why we have to have a ready defense, an answer for those who are poisoning the well, both from without and from within.
You know, Hank, it's really interesting to me because this whole new development in theology among some of the members of the emerging church, and this would also include Nancy Murphy, who is a professor at Fuller Seminary, are now arguing that we don't have a soul. And they're, you know, to hear how they justify this or present these ideas, you know, it's like walking down memory lane for me, only the lane I was walking down at the time had no proximity to the Christian church. It was when I was doing my research for my book on the New Age back in the 1980s. Stuff that non-Christian philosophers were playing with then, this whole idea that matter and energy really are just are interconnected, and they're really just one, and that we're all spirit. And so, you know, when they say we don't have a soul, I think what some of them are thinking, and I read some quotes to substantiate this, is that really we're all just energy, and we're not physical either, but it's just sort of this blend of matter and energy, because that's what science has shown. It's all holistic. And so what they think is, we're coming against the dualism of Descartes and, you know, rationalist philosophy that said that mind and body are so separate that they have no connection. And here, we'll show you in the Bible, you know, the Bible doesn't know that kind of distinction. The Bible shows that we're holistic beings and body and soul are all together. Okay, well, this is why the Christian Research Journal really is needed, because we have people who can discern through all these thought processes, have the background studying secular philosophy, New Age thought, Christian theology, can see how all these things interconnect, can see where they're getting some of these ideas from emergent philosophy, nothing to do with the emerging church, but emergent philosophy that's been out there for some time. I wrote about it in my book and Crash Course in the New Age Movement. You know, the whole idea of holism, they're getting some of their ideas from that, and they think they're answering Descartes and coming up with a more Christian view. What they don't realize is, number one, this energy-matter interchange idea, that's all the physical universe. It has nothing to do with the soul. The fact that everything is energy in the physical universe doesn't make it spiritual. It's a physical, quantifiable, measurable, predictable, material thing, whether hard or non-hard, whether energy or matter, it is all in the physical universe, and it does not give us any understanding of our soul, so therefore it does not present a biblical worldview. Number two, biblically, we know that we are holistic, and you can solve the problem they're pointing out that does exist. Some people are too you know, they are too compartmentalized, and they are not holistic, and too reductionist, and they don't see the big picture and the interrelationship of things. Well, you don't have to go embrace some old, outworn New Age philosophy from the 70s in order to solve that problem. Biblically, we know that there is interchange between soul and matter all the time, that's how God designed us, that, you know, the physical brain is something that only a ghost can operate, so to speak. You know, God developed the soul and the body, and they are very much united, and we are whole beings. There isn't this problem that they're saying exists, not from a biblical standpoint, but you don't have to go to the point of denying the soul. And here's why they could have avoided that in the first place. The Bible tells us we have souls. It tells us when we die, like Abraham appears, Lazarus appears in Abraham's bosom, and the souls under the altar in Revelation 6 are crying out for judgment. And Paul says, I know when I depart, I will be with Christ. If they were just simply getting their information from the Bible to begin with, they never would have entertained an idea that we don't have a soul, and then they wouldn't have gotten into this problem. So we're just not wise enough to see all the implications of our beliefs. We've got to make sure we're getting that everything we're saying is consistent with Scripture, or we're going to go astray, even if our intentions are good.
And I think that's one of the things that is so fundamental to the Christian Research Journal, Melanie, is that we're constantly driving people back to the Word of God, giving them the skills and the tools to be able to read the Bible for all it's worth.
I agree. I mean, I think we here at CRI would say that our authority is the Word of God. That's where we get our understanding for our faith and how we should live our lives. And so we definitely want to point people back to the Word and help them understand like some of the nuances that Elliot was talking about in this particular article about the soul. And so people, unfortunately, don't understand the Word of God like they should, and that's why we have things like practical hermeneutics and other scholars that help us understand those things so that we can effectively communicate our faith to others.
One of the things I want to talk about after the next break is Tony Robbins. Now, he's been around for a long time, and the whole notion of human potential has been around for a long time. I still remember him on television walking on coals and demonstrating mind over matter. I often wondered why I didn't just walk on hot sheet metal and see how that worked. Obviously, he knew it was a con, but the human potential movement has become huge. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. And again, people who are not biblically grounded see the skin of the truth stuffed with a lie, but they don't see the lie that's stuffed. They just see the skin of the truth. And therefore, again, they swallow the spiritual cyanide. They fall for the lie because the lie isn't presented in its naked deformity. Oftentimes it's papered over lightly with Christian terminology. Almost sounds like this might be the real deal. It ends up being a complete and devastating lie. I want to talk about that on the other side of the break. And there's so much more in the Christian Research Journal. We do, of course, reviews. One of the reviews I'm really excited about right now, I can't wait to give this particular review to my kids because they've all seen Zeitgeist the movie. And Zeitgeist the movie, kids access it on the internet. They see it and they say, oh my goodness, real problem for Christianity, because Christianity actually evolved from ancient pagan mystery religions. And they start to see the presentation, and the presentation is such that the mystery religions really did an incredible job with resurrection. What's unique about Christianity? Christianity just copied it, copied the myth of the mystery religions. So why believe in the fundamentals of the historic Christian faith? Because it's just a copycat religion. We have to have answers. The Christian Research Journal has those answers. It's one more reason that you need to subscribe today. You could do it on the World Wide Web at equip.org in a safe, secure fashion. You can do that via the mail. Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI, again, on the other side of the break, we're going to be talking about Tony Robbins. You don't want to miss that discussion.
To find out more about one of the articles Elliot, Melanie, and Hank have been discussing, or to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal, or to give as a gift to your pastor or friend, call 888-7000-CRI, which translates to 888-7000-274, or start your subscription online by going to our safe and secure website at equip.org. Hank Hanegraaff, Chuck Colson, and William Lane Craig headline a host of the nation's top speakers and leaders at the National Conference on Christian Apologetics in Charlotte, North Carolina, November 13th and 14th. Thousands gather from around the nation and world to learn how to defend their faith and equip their congregations. The conference also includes a debate between Dinesh D'Souza and the atheist Christopher Hitchens and a special youth apologetics tract too. For more details, go to www.equip.org. That's equip.org. Hank will return with more of the program right after this.
From Genesis to Revelation, every word of the New King James Bible is performed in dramatic audio theater by over 500 actors and narrated by Michael York.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
With sound design by one of the top studios in the industry and scored with original music composed and conducted by Maestro Stefano Manetti. The Word of Promise Audio Bible puts the listener in the moment when Moses leads the children of Israel, Daniel walks into the lion's den, and when Jesus lives as man here on earth.
Order the Word of Promise Audio Bible on CD or MP3 from CRI by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. Christmas is the tremendous news that little baby Jesus came as God in flesh. Hank Hanegraaff has penned a hardbound devotional taking the truths of the Christmas story and turning them into traditions. In the Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season. Each devotion is beautifully presented and complemented with an appropriate Christmas carol and thought-provoking questions. The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season, is a collection of 25 daily devotions that are certain to inspire an annual Christmas tradition. This year, as you prepare your home for Christmas, prepare your heart as well. Pre-order The Heart of Christmas with the accompanying Christmas carols on CD for a gift to CRI when you call 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the personalized edition or The Heart of Christmas audiobook, instrumental Christmas carol CD, or quantity discount options to give as gifts to your loved ones and friends. That's equip.org.
Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal.
Our cover story examines the teachings of self-help superstar Anthony Robbins. Does he promote personal power or harmful hedonism? Lee Strobel equips you to share your faith in natural settings in our effective evangelism column. And don't miss our feature article on the moral views of scientist and ardent atheist Richard Dawkins as the journal examines the question, can morality be based in our selfish evolutionary past? Also, don't miss a review of the influential internet movie Zeitgeist, our practical hermeneutics department, viewpoint articles, or our ever-popular Ask Hank.
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.
The Bible Answer Man is here to stand for truth and help Christians understand and contend for the historic Christian faith. Many of our valued listeners and Christian leaders have encouraged us in our mission, like Kirk Cameron.
We as parents have to be equipped, and that's the biggest tragedy, I think, in the family, is that if we don't pass on the faith to our children, and it's just essential, and that's why I appreciate your ministry, Hank. You've helped me have answers that are just ready in my tool belt, so to speak, when I'm talking to people on the streets, when I go out to share the gospel with strangers, when I'm talking with my family. I can go to the website, I can look up questions. The Bible Answer Book's got the answers. I want to encourage everybody who listens to this broadcast and supports it, and those who don't yet support it, to please get on board. And if we all pull together, we can make a massive impact.
The truth is, it simply takes resources to fulfill the unique and vital ministry that the Christian Research Institute does daily. So we're asking for your fervent prayers and financial participation. If you can make a special gift to the Christian Research Institute or join the Bible Answer Man support team, the CRI Fellowships, or the President's Council, contact us right now toll-free at 888-7000-274. Or go to our secure website at www.equip.org. And when you join the Bible Answer Man support team, receive Hank's Essential Christian Doctrine Flip Chart as our gift to you. The Christian Research Journal is an award-winning magazine. Bible Answer Man host and CRI President Hank Hanegraaff contributes in many ways to the journal, including his regular Ask Hank column. In this issue, he answers the question, was Jesus in agony on the cross as per Mark or not as per Luke? Right now is the perfect time to call or subscribe online, as we'll soon release our next issue. If you already subscribe to the journal, don't forget to give a gift subscription for your pastor, ministry leader, or friend. Call 888-7000-274 and tell the resource consultant you'd like to order the award-winning Christian Research Journal. Our website, of course, is open 24 hours a day at www.equip.org. And now, here is our host, Christian Research Institute President, Hank Hanegraaff.
And the cover story of the very next journal is on Tony Robbins' Personal Power or Harmful Hedonism. We are assessing Tony Robbins' teachings. He now has packed conferences, an NBC reality show, and he's reaching a vast audience with a message of unlimited personal power. But beneath the confident, lucrative exterior is a simple repackaging of human potential, the denigration of truth, and then just a little touch of quackery and elements of pragmatic hedonism all mixed together in this dangerous brew. And so often when you listen to him, if you don't listen closely, you don't know what's wrong. Here's an example in which Tony Robbins is talking about God.
I'd say God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I'm one with God, and God is everything. And I would imagine the abundance in my life, and I would feel so grateful. And a year later, I went from making $38,000 a year to making $1 million a year in 1 year. But successful people do what failures won't.
Okay, Elliot, help me with this, because here you have Anthony Robbins. He's talking about God, and he's talking about the fact that he's one with God, and God is everything. And to the untrained ear, it may sound like this is exactly what I'm searching for. Here is the quintessential example of a guy that loves God and is making a pile of money. He's successful. He's healthy. He's wealthy. What's wrong with that?
Well, you know, when he talks, first of all, you have to put this in context. We're talking here about someone who is a teacher in the human potential movement. He is in the human potential movement. On the whole, is not a Christian movement. It they can incorporate references to God or Jesus and illustrations from the Bible, but the idea behind it, of course, is that we are unlimited beings, and the only reason that we experience limitations and failure is because of our own beliefs, our own lack of belief in our own infinite potential. So this kind of a belief cannot be grounded in a biblical worldview, because the Bible tells us we are finite beings, that we are mortal, and though we're created in the image of God, we're flawed by sin, and we're under his judgment, and only when we become reconciled to him and allow him to be God and sovereign over our lives, and we turn our wills and our lives and put them into his hands and submit to him, then he will take over and guide us, and as we live a life of faith and obedience, then we can achieve our human potential to glorify God, not to get what we want, to glorify God, and God will meet our needs in the process. Okay, so that's the biblical perspective. But this, when you're referring to God and the human potential movement, God is, notice he said God is everything. That is what the New Age and the Eastern philosophies that are behind the human potential movement believe. God is impersonal. God is not a sovereign Lord who created the world, is independent from the world, and sustains the world, and one day human beings who are created in his image are going to have to answer to him for what they did with their lives. Rather, God is energy. We were talking about it in the last segment. God is energy. God is a force. God is a power that we need to harness for what we want. So who really is sovereign then? We're using God to achieve what we want, to get our will done. And, that's why the catchword of the human potential movement is you create your own reality. Okay, so God becomes a force that we utilize to fulfill ourselves. And that is the even though Tony Robbins is not going to come out and say all these things, that is the philosophical backdrop for both him and the human potential movement generally. And that's absolutely 180 degrees diametrically opposed to Christianity. It's the wrong way to try to deal with your own problems and rise above them. Paul says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Once we have surrendered our life to Christ, we're living by faith, then the power of God is upon us. When we're weak, then we're strong. We don't become strong by affirming how strong we are. We become strong by confessing how weak we are, but also confessing our faith in the power of God who has deigned to visit us, to remain with us, to sustain us, to guide us, to provide for us. And I can do all things through him who strengthens me. But this is the kind of thing Christians, because it's not packaged as a religion, Christians hear all this Tony Robbins and other human potential talk, and they think, oh, this will help me do better at work or with the children or whatever. Not realizing there's no shortcuts in the spiritual realm. And if you're trying to just have success bypassing surrendering your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, you're going to get the devil's substitute. And the devil's substitute always gets you to substitute yourself for God. And that's what Tony Robbins is doing, even though he probably does not believe that's what he's doing. In effect, that's what happens.
And this shows how timely the Christian Research Journal is. I mean, this is a cover story, and we're living during a time in which there are a lot of desperate people. And he's saying, if you buy into this philosophy, if you follow me down this trail, your finances are going to be better, your health is going to be better. And it's not just Anthony Robbins. You have Rhonda Byrne with The Secret, and you have Oprah Winfrey who's promoting these ideas. And then you have the faith teachers from within the church. They repackage it. They say faith is a force. Words are the containers of the force. Through the force of faith, going to your phrase, you can create your own reality. So Rhonda Byrne has the law of attraction. The law of attraction is the key to opening the catalog of the universe. You have Joyce Meyer and Joel Osteen with the force of faith. That's the key. So words create your reality. You have a little different spin in the human potential movement, but Christians are confused. They don't know what to think, and they have to be grounded. And that, in essence, Melanie, is the purpose of the Christian Research Journal. It's to ground people.
Exactly. We want to help you discern truth from error. And this is the way that we do it, by these in-depth articles and ways in which that we can help you understand what these different philosophies are teaching, how they are not biblical, whether they be without and not in the church or within from the church, and so that you can know what you should believe and how to communicate true biblical truth as you share Christ with others.
And again, I think it's so important to get the Christian Research Journal. We're talking about all kinds of practical things. We're talking about effective evangelism, pretty practical. It's how to be an effective witness. It might be a coworker, might be a family member, might be a friend, might be your child. but you want to know how to be effective in evangelism. Obviously, what could be more basic than learning to read the Bible for all it's worth? In every single edition of the Christian Research Journal gives you another case study through which you can sharpen those tools. And when you do, when you read the Bible, the mysteries open up like a fragrant rose and you start to get it. And you're not just reading words, but you're starting to understand the message that God is communicating to you. And you have a viewpoint. A viewpoint's very, very significant because we're dealing with all kinds of critical views that we have to grapple with. What do you say when someone says to you, you know what, Palestinian Christians, well, yeah, they're Christians, but they've got a Muslim mind. How do you deal with that? Is this a way of putting them on a different footing? Is this a way of denigrating someone? How do you think about these things? The Christian Research Journal does that. It gives you discernment skills, and discernment skills are necessary as you walk down the road of life. I don't know what else to tell you except go to the phones, dial 888-7000-CRI, and subscribe to the Christian Research Journal today. Or go to the World Wide Web at equip.org. Subscribe to the Christian Research Journal today. It's not only the issue we're talking about. There's another issue coming up before the end of the year. On the cover, it will have the words, "We were wrong." You talk about a lesson in discernment. We learned it ourselves at the Christian Research Institute. Probably going to be the most sought-after journal that we've ever printed in the history of this ministry. Another reason to subscribe today. You can also subscribe via the mail. As always, our address, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Do remember, on tomorrow's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, more on the Christian Research Journal, why you need discernment skills, how you can think about the kinds of issues that you are being bombarded with today. You have so many people telling us that nothing produces everything. How are you supposed to think about that? Well, all of that on tomorrow's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
The Journal provides well-researched answers and illuminating illustrations with the help of award-winning authors and artists in each edition. This is just one more reason to call CRI and start your subscription. Right now is the perfect time to call. It also makes the perfect gift for your pastor or minister or friend. Call us at 888-7000-CRI and tell the resource consultant you'd like to order or give the award-winning Christian Research Journal. Our website is open 24 hours a day at www.equip.org. That's EQUIP.org. You can also write to start your subscription to Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Did you know that you can hear the Bible Answer Man daily or the best of the Bible Answer Man every weekend on XM Satellite Radio Channel 170 or take in the broadcast online through our website at www.equip.org 24 hours a day? Further, you can also listen to past shows which are archived for your easy access. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters. It's the 21st century, and Christianity is still in crisis.
I have equality with God.
Whatever is done on earth, a human must give God permission to do it.
Some of you better go down to that Lexus Mercedes dealership and just sit down in one of those things with that leather all over it.
Poor folks, get ready to come out of poverty.
Yes.
And when you call in and make that faith promise of $3,000.
Millions are deceived by false teachings and fallacious hopes. But there is tremendous news. Order Hank Hanegraaff's Christianity in Crisis 21st Century and become equipped to reach those lost in this generation of superstar faith teachers. To order Christianity in Crisis 21st Century, call toll-free 888-7000-CRI or go online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the limited leather edition.